Hi, and welcome to the audio version of Obesity Panacea. Now, an interesting story appeared in the local news here in Ottawa late last week when the CBC reported that two students at Ottawa's D. Roy Kennedy Public School had started a petition to be allowed to play with balls on the playground in wintertime. Now, why did these two students need a petition to play with balls on the playground? Well, it turns out that balls have been banned from D. Roy Kennedy in the winter months due to safety concerns. Now, this is from an article in the Ottawa Citizen, and they say that D. Roy Kennedy principal Dana Slater says it's a question of liability. The balls get hard, and they were really pegging each other. The first week of snow, it was like a MASH unit in the office, she said Thursday. One staff member got clocked with a basketball. So this report from the CBC and the Ottawa Citizen come on the heels of reports that schools in both the USA and the United Kingdom have banned bicycles due to safety concerns. Now, I'm not aware of any schools in Canada that explicitly ban bicycles, although many ban skateboards due to the fear of injury, or even like one high school in Calgary, due to the fear that skateboards could actually be used as weapons. Same thing for rollerblades and scooters, although I haven't heard of the weapon excuse. They are banned from most schools in Canada. And while bikes may be technically allowed at most schools, that doesn't necessarily mean that their use is encouraged. Now, I've taken the following statement from a Canadian school which publishes their student handbook online. So here it is. When students bring their bicycles to school, they are responsible for them. It is impossible for school personnel to supervise bicycles, prevent tampering, damage, or theft. All bicycles should be left in the bike racks and locked with a very solid lock. It is advisable that students leave their very expensive bikes at home, since most thefts have been the work of much older people with tools that cut through even the best locks. For reasons of safety, bicycles are not to be ridden on school grounds. Again, for safety reasons, rollerblades, skateboards, and scooters should not be brought to school on school days. Now, if you were a parent and you read that paragraph, would it make you think that it's safe to let your kid bike to school, given that it focuses exclusively on the risk of theft and injury? Now, child safety is obviously a very important concern, and it's something that schools are right to take seriously. And obviously, I don't know the exact situation that's happening at D. Roy Kennedy School, and I'm sure that there are good reasons for what they're doing. But do these rules really make kids safer in the long run? Now, let's say that a child isn't allowed to skateboard to school, so he gets a drive with his mom instead. Now, this causes increased traffic congestion around the school, which actually makes it less safe for the kids who still commute by foot or by bike. Now, don't believe me? Well, the New York Transportation Insider reports that roughly half of all kids who are hit while walking or cycling to school are actually hit by cars driven by other parents. And of course, we know that the fitness of Canadian youth has decreased dramatically over the past 30 years, a problem which is not going to be solved by banning our children from an ever-expanding list of physical activities. Now, it seems at times that we're creating a culture of fear around physical activity, to the point that some people actually worry that kids might have a heart attack if they exercise too vigorously. And you'd actually be surprised at how often people ask me about whether or not that's a valid concern. Now, I worry that the result will be a generation of kids who are literally terrified of exercise. Now, as an example, last year my girlfriend and I were volunteering at a youth run in Halifax, and one out-of-breath student, he would have been in elementary school, asked my girlfriend if he was dying. So is terrifying kids about physical activity really the way to ensure the health and safety of our youth? Now, in a recent article in The Citizen on the ball ban at D. Roy Kennedy School here in Ottawa, they also spoke with Corinne Langell, manager of health promotion and injury prevention at the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario. And here's what they said about their talk with her. So when it comes to injury prevention, often the easiest thing to do is ban the activity that causes the problem. And they're quoting Ms. Langell here. But that creates other issues. Sometimes the better approach is to look at where and when the injuries happen and change other factors, such as slippery surfaces or improving supervision. You can never eliminate risks as long as there are kids. Amen. Now, this approach to minimizing risk rather than just banning activities outright seems like a reasonable one, and it's an approach that thankfully many schools are embracing. For example, rather than banning bikes or just discouraging their use, many school boards are providing students with education on ways to bike to school safely, as well as providing safe locations for bikes to be locked up on the school grounds. Now, this way, the legitimate concerns about safety and theft are dealt with, but they're also encouraging children to adopt healthy behaviors. Now, this is the approach that's been used by On the Move to School, a very successful program, which has been used to help kids adopt active behaviors at 75 schools throughout Quebec. So what can parents and community members do to ensure that their children are allowed to engage in healthy, active lifestyles while at school? Well, to me, an obvious first step is to just discuss the issue. I mean, all the teachers and principals that I know are reasonable people who want the best for their students. And to her credit, Principal Slater of DeRoy Kennedy has said that parents and students are welcome to dispute the ban at an upcoming council meeting. Now, I'm sure that reasonable people can come up with a plan that both increases the opportunity for physical activity and minimizes the risk injuries. That's it for this episode of the Obesity Panacea podcast. To join the discussion, be sure to visit obesitypanacea.com. For Obesity Panacea, I'm Travis Saunders.